a good thing if nobody can hear me. That means there's a lot of cold Torah going on around us. So at least give you a little bit of a taste. You only seem to base medrash in a few people. I imagine before, you saw the place was packed. Baruch Hashem, we even have a second base medrash now. We have an annex base medrash during morning Seder because Baruch Hashem, the cold Torah is so great. So I thought we'd just spend a few moments together really discussing a sugya, discussing a topic, which I think is really the essence of what NCSY Kol is all about, and in a certain sense, really what all of NCSY is about, and really very much what all of us are doing in our lives, at least should be doing in our lives, both in terms of our roles as parents, grandparents, educators, people in formal chinuch and informal chinuch. I think most of what we're going to talk about focuses around really one phrase that appears in Parshas Vayeschanan, V'odatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha. We're supposed to transmit, and I'm not going to translate the pasuk exactly because that's going to be part of the shiur. V'odatam levanecha, we're supposed to transmit X something, levanecha levnei vanecha, to our children, to our grandchildren. Here we're going to take the liberty that Chazal tell us that vanecha doesn't only include biological children, but it includes spiritual children, spiritual offspring, namely Tamidim, and there's a certain degree of a relationship between a Talmud and a Rebbe, which mimics to a certain degree a parent-child type of a relationship. V'odatam levanecha levnei vanecha obligates each and every one of us. It is incumbent upon all of us to be modia these words, whatever these words are, to our children, grandchildren, Tamidim, and Tamidim of Tamidim. And the question, of course, becomes, what are these words? What is the Torah referring to that we're supposed to transmit? So if one takes a look at the context of the Pesukim, it becomes a little bit unclear what precisely is the subject of this Pasuk. It is clearly something to do with Mamad Har Sinai. There's no question it has to do with Kabbalah HaTorah. It is actually Moshe Rabbeinu recounting in Parshas Vayeschanan the events of Parshas Yisro, which describe the Torah's original depiction of Mamad Har Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, we have to retell over the events of Mamad Har Sinai. And what does that mean exactly, to retell the events of Mamad Har Sinai? So I think that there are three different interpretations in the Rishonim as to what this pasuk is all about, and each one in their own way speaks very much to the heart of things, what we are trying to accomplish here this very summer. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos talks about the significance when a person learns of not forgetting what one learns. Hashecheyach dovarecha b'mishnaso, Chazal speak in very strong terms about a person who forgets what they learn. The Mishnah is quick to tell us that doesn't mean that we're expected to have photographic memories. What it means is we're expected to try our best. And if a person tries their best and is able to accumulate Torah knowledge or whatever they're able to retain, that's wonderful. But if a person is negligent in this area and a person takes their learning in a sense of casual way and doesn't give the seriousness of Limud HaTorah and a Shocheach Davarecha Mishnaso, so the Torah takes him to task for that. V'odatam levanecha levnei vanecha. In the context of that pasuk, the Mishnah is telling us that we are required to remember what we learn. And why is that so important? Why is it so critical that we have to remember what we learn and teach it to our children and teach our Tamidim and make sure they don't forget? So Rabbeinu Yonah, in his comments to Pirkei Avos, tells us that it's, in a certain sense, a very practical consideration. Namely, if a person learns and doesn't remember what he learned, doesn't have an accurate presentation of the Torah, this is going to lead to a corrupting of one's Shmiras HaMitzvos. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos that Shigas Talmud Ola Zadon, when a person forgets what he learns, so he remembers, yeah, was that a Shia? I remember the Rebbe said something about cooking on Shabbos. I don't remember, did he say you're allowed to or you're not allowed to? I remember the Rebbe said something about something. I just can't remember what it was. Was I supposed to say Shema? Maybe I'm not supposed to say Shema. A person who doesn't learn seriously is not going to be able to show Torah mitzvahs properly. According to Rabbi Yonah, that's what it means, v'odatam v'anecha v'nei v'anecha, to ensure that our children and our Tamidim for all generations observe the mitzvahs of Torah properly. So I think that the very first goal that we have as educators, as mechanchim, as rebbeim, as parents and as grandparents, and NCSY as a whole, is to ensure the authenticity of Shmiras HaMitzvos, that we're here to train and to teach the next generation just literally what it means to observe mitzvos properly. But it's much deeper than that. When we speak about the relationship between Talmud Torah and Shmiras HaMitzvos, we know Chazal tell us that Talmud is godol shemeiv l'idei ma'aseh. Talmud Torah is so great because it enables a person to observe mitzvos. What that means is not only in a practical sense, well, if you learn about the sukkah, then you know how to keep the sukkah. If you learn Shabbos, you'll be able to keep Shabbos. Much more profound than that. We all know that when we spend time on something, when we get involved in something, it has meaning for us. imagine somebody who spends an entire summer learning about the sugyas, for example, some of the sugyas that we're learning this year, Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah and Kriyas Shema, the sugyas related to Chos Tefillah, to Brachos. Imagine what the bracha that such a Talmud is going to be able to say post 6 weeks of involving and delving into the intricacies of Ilchus Brachas. Imagine if you push the calendar ahead a little bit, what the Purim's really truly going to be like, a real authentic Purim experience. And I mean authentic, I don't mean unfortunately what some Purim experiences may look like. A real true Simchas Purim, imagine what that's going to look like. And that's going to get its koach, that's going to get its force from a summer spent 6 weeks learning Maseches Megillah. And Kohena v'Kohena, we have this chus every morning of hearing Ilchus Brachas from Rabbi Shechter. Imagine a brach that's going to be said, not just because, well, we'll learn a halacha and therefore we'll be able to observe the mitzvah in its correct form. It'll mean something. It'll be something which is real for us. It'll be something that we're able to connect to. And this is true in all mitzvahs, both in our makom and our mechavero, whatever sugyas, whatever discussion, whatever topics we're learning, whether it's in morning seder, whether it's in time of echaburas, whether it's in the night shiurim, it's going to impact in a practical way on shmiras mitzvahs and in a very real, intangible way on shmiras mitzvahs as well. But there's a whole nother goal behind v'odatim l'vanecha l'vnei v'anecha, and that is what the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah quotes the same pasuk, but understands it in an entirely different way. The Rambam tells us that a person is obligated, and it sounds like a very, very noble goal, almost an unattainable goal, but it is attainable. Namely, that a person has to try to master Kol HaTorah Kula. Sometimes we set ourselves goals, and we don't set them high enough. We don't set our standards high enough. Sometimes we're willing to almost compromise with ourselves and say, well, I'll become a Torah practicing Jew. I'll learn a little bit of this, and a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. No, we have an obligation to try to master as much as Torah as we can. Now again, we also, at the same time, we say, Lo Alechem Lachol Ligmor. We all know that the overwhelming odds are that we're probably not going to finish every single Sefer within this Beis Medrash, even though some of them are double, so it may not be every single one. But Ava V'chein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does expect of us to become proficient in Talmud Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting of us, whether those boys were able to finish Maseches Megillah, and there will be many of them who will finish the Masech this summer. There are special shiurim. We have the special schus of Usher here, who runs a marathon, Maseches Brachas, every single morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, for those who are able to get up in the morning. And those who have a little trouble getting up so early in the morning because they're up late at night, the night before, learning Maseches Makos. Wherever you go, the siyumim are flying. One of the most beautiful things in the summer is the last couple of days, I see them on this, you see boys who came in, who never finished Masechtas before, didn't know what it means, didn't even have the hasaga, even the grasp and the goal, what it means to finish a Masechta. And here they are. There are countless bachurim who I've interacted with over the years, who tell me that their sheifa, their growth, their initial spurt in learning began very much in the walls of the Beis Medrash. So this is something of godless b'Torah, not just to suffice ourselves to say, we're going to create Torah observant Jews. It's much more than that. We're going to create great Talmid Chachamim. That's our goal. That's one of our primary goals this summer, to create great, to set the groundwork, the framework, to create real, true, bona fide Talmid Chachamim. That's the second Vodatma of Nechav Levanechav. And there's a third goal that we have, both here and throughout our roles as Mechanchim. But the Ramban tells us his interpretation of Odat L'Vanecha. So in addition to Rabbeinu Yehuda, in addition to the Ramban tells us Odat L'Vanecha is not even referring to the words of Torah, rather it's referring to the events of Har Sinai. And what were the events of Har Sinai? The experiential aspect of learning. It's a term that's very in vogue today in the world of Chinuch. The experience of there are kolos, and there's brokim, and there's a kol shofar, and just to get the feeling and the emotional side of Torah, that's what the Torah is insisting that we have to transmit to our children. It is not enough just to learn Maseches Megillah with them. It's not enough to learn Maseches Brachas with them. It's not enough to learn Maseches Matan Kava with them. We have to inspire them. We have to light a fire on under them. That when they come into the Beis Medrash, they are reconnecting with Maman Harsina. Just this morning in Shiur, so we are learning a sugya this morning in my Shiur about some of the nuances of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. And I quoted the famous Bia from the Rav, how Kriyas HaTorah is almost a reenacting of Har Sinai. You can imagine Har Sinai was an event that happened one time 3,300 plus years ago. No, it's not true. It happens every Monday morning, and every Thursday morning, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, every Rosh Chodesh. We reenact, we connect to Har Sinai. And that's what we do in this Beis Medrash. We reconnect to Har Sinai, not just through the words of Torah, through the experience of Torah as well. Baruch Hashem, we have so many opportunities to experience a love, a desire, an excitement about Torah and mitzvahs in ways that perhaps we cannot even do during the rest of the year. Even just to give you just a smattering, it's hard even just to capture the excitement in the air. Whether it's a Friday night tish, if you can just imagine taking, I think we're close to about 300 altogether, I think between Bacharim and Madrichim and families, we're probably well over 300 people. Or, I don't know if you had a chance to see the dining room before, you can imagine what the air felt like, what the atmosphere felt like of 300 plus singings on Friday night, having a tish, or literally a 300 exciting, inspiring boys. In a certain sense, that could teach them more about Shabbos than learning Masechah Shabbos. A combination of the two. We don't want to just teach them the kumtuses and the tishes. On the other hand, we cannot suffice with just teaching them the lametes melachas. We're going to combine the two together. We're going to have the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam and the Ramban all rolled into one on this experience. And how much more can we do so many different ways? Whether it's one of the absolute highlights of NCSY Kollel is the Tisha B'Av experience, particularly Tisha B'Av late in the afternoon. Those will still be here in Eretz Yisrael then. If you're able to maneuver your schedule to come to the Kollel late in the afternoon, this is a really something which is a mind-boggling event to watch the entire NCSY Kollel surrounded by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of I can't say strangers because they really are brothers and sisters who join in together for a kumzitz. So the very end, as Tisha B'Av comes to an end, it's an experience that sits with people for a lifetime. If you ask people in 30, 40 years from now what they remember about NCSY Kollel, this will probably be on the top of the list. This is the experience. This is the experiential side of learning. And it's not just the Friday night. It's not just the Tisha B'Av. It's every day. Every day there's something. You know, we always joke about Rabbi Benovitz when he... Okay, I can answer the joke now. We always joke, get somebody that makes an announcement after Mincha, and he says, this is going to be the most exciting day in Kollel ever. And he's right, because every day is the most exciting day in Kollel. Because there's always something in the air. There's always something. And the something is experiential, not just in terms of Benam L'Mochom, but the emphasis of Benam L'Chaveiro is something which is really, really... You can feel the air. There is so much emphasis on the notion of a chabura together, of a chevra together, the benam, the chaveiro, on the midos, whether the midos are worked upon on the best courts, whether the midos are worked upon on climbing the mountains of Eilat, unlike some of the boys who may still be recovering from that, from yesterday's trip. The one thing which is such a critical component is the growing together in our Avodas Hashem, and the emphasis being on together, and the connection to all the beautiful, wonderful things that we have here. We could not do this kind of a program any other place in the world except for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael lends itself. It's in the air. You could feel it in the air. How else could we start such a summer if not on the roof of Yeshiva HaKotel? Every summer we go down, we go to the same spot, and you know, my kids joke already, we've been doing it already for years, it doesn't matter. This is it. This is like our Leila Regel. The summer starts and the roof of Yeshiva HaKotel. The summer ends with going back to the Kotel together. And this experience of connecting to Kedushas Haaretz, to connecting to Am Yisrael, to sit at a kumzitz arm in arm, it doesn't matter whether the person next to me is a quote-unquote Haredi, is a quote-unquote this, a quote-unquote Chilandi, those the whole terminology disappears and goes up in smoke when we're dealing with Eretz Yisrael Kollel, that we're here together, we're Achein of Bnei Yisrael, we're in Eretz Yisrael, we're here to learn Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're here, that's what we're all about. So this is pretty much in a nutshell what we're trying to do. And I think that this is very, very much all what you're involved in doing. So we're all in this together. Baruch Hashem Ashreichem, everyone who's involved in supporting and being organizing and working day in and day out and all the programs. I have this chus to interact with many of the other summer programs here. I interact with the Mechlele. That's just because my little daughter loves to run there every other day to link up to one of the programs there. But because I always speak in Mechlele, that I'm constantly in connection with them in terms of shilas, I guess in my kind of unofficial role is answering the shilas for many of the other programs. So I'm always involved in the Mechlelet as well. TJJ is coming for the first of the many, many interactions today. So I always have the opportunity to have our famous questions and answers with TJJ, and those are always interesting ones because I always get a lot of curveballs. You know, they're not the typical questions and answers in my Shia back at YU. You know, it's a little different world, but we were trying to wing it some of them also. And Baruch Hashem, we have, you know, such wonderful, wonderful opportunities. I always tell, I've always told Dover, whenever TJJ comes, I always relate the story, how it goes back. This is probably maybe 8 summers ago, I read it, or I forgot about how many summers ago it was. where we were on the way down south, also down to Eilat, and our bus, somehow we had trouble with our bus, so we got stuck on the side, then we had to wait for another whole nothing. Yeah, those things pretty much the same. But some balagan happened, and all of a sudden the TJJ bus also, I guess they probably also, the bus, I don't know what happened. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the plan right, because we came to the realization that we were both going to be in Eilat at the same time, and we were going to be in the same hotel the same night, which I guess we didn't quite coordinate beforehand. Or maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu did coordinate before. And they asked me, would I mind speaking to some of the TJJ boys, kind of an impromptu kind of questions and answers. I said, sure, no problem. They started at about 11 o'clock at night. I think we went till about 2 o'clock in the morning from you name it, from evolution to Tarmina Shemayim to Tchias HaMesim to how to build the golem and Threezy Stay, whatever was on their mind. You see what you get from a broken bus in their life. You never know what could happen. But again, these are things that happen all the time. These are opportunities. They just, they're in the air in terms of what we're trying to do in terms of NCSY. So Ashereichem, everyone who's involved and everyone who wants to continue to get involved and continue to work in this wonderful, wonderful transmission of Amisora. Wish everyone a lot of hatzlacha. Enjoy the wonderful, wonderful summer in Eretz Yisrael.